This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov gave Ukraine an ultimatum Monday to fulfill Moscow's proposals, including surrendering territory Russia controls or its army would decide the issue. This comes a day after President Vladimir Putin said he was open to talks. Also on Monday, a drone believed to be Ukrainian penetrated hundreds of kilometers through Russian airspace, causing a deadly explosion at the main base for Moscow's strategic bombers in the latest attack to expose gaps in its air defenses. Moscow said it had shot down the drone, causing it to crash at the Ingalls Air Base, where three service members were killed. A strange twist to reports that former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence had filed a statement of candidacy to run for U.S. President in 2024. Pence's advisor, Devin O'Malley, says that Pence has not filed to run for president. Sky News reported Monday that the filings were on the Federal Election Commission website. A spokesperson for the FEC said they do not comment on specific filings, but noted the commission reviews potentially false and fictitious registration forms and reports. A new survey finds that from Maine to California, Republicans faced unexpected setbacks with the small but crucial slice of voters who don't identify with either major party. According to AP VoteCast, a sweeping national survey of the electorate, Republican House candidates nationwide won support of 38% of independent voters in last month's midterm elections. That's far short of the 51% that Democrats scored with the same group in 2018 when they swept into power by picking up 41 seats. This is VOA News. Serbia on Monday placed its security troops on the border with Kosovo on the full state of combat readiness, ignoring NATO's calls for calming down of tensions between the two wartime Balkan foes. Serbia's interior minister said he ordered the full combat readiness of police and other security units and that they be placed under the command of the Army Chief of Staff according to their operational plan. It was not immediately clear what this order meant on the ground. Earlier Monday, NATO-led peacekeepers in Kosovo said they were investigating a shooting incident in a tense northern region, urging calm as Serbia's top military officials inspected their troops on the border with Kosovo in a show of combat readiness. A second group in 2 days of weak and exhausted Rohingya Muslims landed on a beach in Indonesia's northernmost province on Monday after weeks at sea, officials said. At least 185 men, women, and children disembarked from a rickety wooden boat at dusk on a beach in a coastal village, according to local police. They were taken to the village hall and will stay there while they receive help. The snowfall in western New York State has closed the airport in Buffalo as travelers around the country struggle to reach their destinations. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
More snow is falling in Erie County, New York, already socked with a pair of winter storms.
It is still a dangerous situation to be out.
Governor Kathy Hochul on state road closures. While we're learning from the Buffalo airport that it is closed until Tuesday at 11 a.m. in San Diego.
Cancel flight 347 back from Oakland.
As heard on KFMB-TV, hundreds of flights were delayed or canceled, and luggage just piled up at the baggage carousels as would-be travelers tried to rebook their flights. FlightAware.com says more than 2,000 U.S. flights have been canceled on this busy travel day after Christmas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
North Korea's ruling party has kicked off a major annual meeting with economic policy on the agenda, state media reported Tuesday. Instead of a New Year's Day speech, leader Kim Jong-un in recent years has used the year-end plenary meeting of the Workers' Party of Korea as a platform to outline policies in key areas such as diplomacy, security, and the economy. This year's meeting began on Monday with Kim at the helm, the official Korean Central News Agency KCNA reported, capping a year that saw Pyongyang conduct a record-breaking wave of weapons tests that sparked concern and warnings. By remote, I'm